All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, our last break of the day and of the week. First of all, we want to say thank you so much to Bishop T.D. Jakes and, of course, to DJ D. Nice for being our special guest today. Just great information from both of them. Great energy.
The bishop said the people in the dining room have no idea how much work is being done in the kitchen.
In the kitchen, yeah, man. That's right.
You know, man, he says he
profound.
The thing about him, man, he phrased the stuff in a way where you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. His messages ain't above your head.
No, I was thinking that.
You ain't got to look up nothing. Man, I've had some speakers, man. I just had to stop. You making my head hurt. I need a thesaurus.
Yeah, words to what?
Yes.
Yeah. Love Bishop.
Yeah. And Steve, before we get to your closing, and tell me something good news. We watched the trial yesterday of a police officer, Derek Chauvin. As Dr. Martin, ex-police officer, I should say, you're right, Carla. We watched it as Dr. Martin Tobin, who works as a doctor in pulmonary and critical care. Dr. Tobin testified that George Floyd's pre-existing conditions did not kill him, as the defense is trying to say. According to the Black Information Network, Dr. Tobin testified that he feels the position of George Floyd's handcuffs and Chauvin's knee caused a low level of oxygen, and he explained the low level of oxygen caused brain damage and caused his heart to stop. In other words, George Floyd's body pressed against the street by Chauvin's knees as his hands were handcuffed behind his back killed him.
Let's be clear.
Yes.
You know, that should be case closed, huh? Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's no way. See, but that's the thing I don't like. That's the thing I don't like. You know, I got the saying is, a man is innocent until proven guilty.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we saw the tape. Mm-hmm. It was him.
Yeah.
The whole thing is on tape. We didn't catch it at the last minute. We saw him before they put the cuffs on him.
From the store.
Right, from the store.
Yeah.
When he was down and cuffed, with six police officers around him, that's enough bodies and enough men. That man handcuffed ain't stronger than six dudes, man.
But he wasn't resisting.
Brother, why are you holding him down this way with your hand in your pocket, with the full weight of your knee on this man's neck? You know why? Because you're hateful.
Yes.
Because you are hateful. Because you don't have a heart. You heard that man say, I can't breathe. You heard that man call for his mother. His mother is gone.
Yeah. He didn't see him as human, Steve. He just did.
No, he don't.
Mm-mm.
He didn't care.
And that's the problem. Mm-hmm. But everybody else knew it was wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
So these jurors can't come with any other verdict. I'm telling y'all, listen to me. Now, it only takes one to get a hung jury. It just takes one. Then we got to do it through the retrial again and do it again. But I don't see how. But if you do that, I'm telling y'all, and listen to me, it's going to be some problems.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep taking, you can't keep kicking oppressed people. Mm-hmm. You can't keep doing it. You know, it's going to be a bad situation, because now you're going to have to quell the anger of blacks, browns, whites, yellow and red. You're going to have to quell the anger of people overseas. They were marching in Germany for George Floyd.
This was worldwide, Steve. You're absolutely right. And this ends today, the second week of the trial.
I don't see what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're going to
third. Yeah, it's supposed to be case closed.
Yeah, let's get on back in this room and come on back out here.
Right.
The prosecution keep bringing the witnesses. If they don't need to rest until they have all the witnesses to prove their case.
I ain't mad at the prosecution I'm understanding, because I haven't really watched it closely. I just see a little bit and then I turn it, because it turns my stomach.
It's hard to watch.
It turns my stomach. I'm tired of watching this tape, man. And I get angry when I watch it. I'm just being honest. I get angry because I'm 64 years old.
Yeah. He didn't have to die.
I've been seeing this my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am tired of this country expecting black people to be patient. We're working on it. You're working on what? I was watching, I think Monica sent me something from Martin Luther King. I don't know who it was. Somebody sent me something from Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said in a speech one time, all we want is America to be what it say it is on paper. That's all we want. Just be what you say you is on paper.
Right.
Land of the free, that everybody has inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness, that we are all equal. Where that's at?
Yeah.
Where is that at? And I'm telling you something, man. This voting law that they passed in Georgia.
Yes.
That the Republicans all over this state are jumping on board with. This blatant act of voter suppression against people of color. And look, man, we tired of this.
Yeah, this happened in the 50s and 60s,
but like I said before, the part y'all messed up is you let us see that our vote changes things.
Yeah.
And once you awaken the sleeping giant, man, sleeping giants, they wreak havoc. We not going to sleep no more. We voting forever. Kemp's days is numbered.
And Kemp is the governor of Georgia.
Of Georgia.
Yeah. You run again, homie, you're going to be out. I give you my word on this. You're going to be out.
We ain't forgot Greg Abbott.
No. Texas. The winter storm.
Hey, man, y'all have a great weekend, okay? Hey, remember, y'all, talk to God. He'd love to hear from you. We'll see y'all Monday morning.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.